Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we'll be walking through the wilderness with Jesus as we begin our day with a conversation with Jesus through scripture, prayer, meditation, and journaling, and then enjoying that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning. This is Kira. I'm the community pastor. I'm standing in as host for Travis while he and Angie observe the beautiful rhythm of work and rest and take some time away. This morning we're talking about the wilderness of waiting. And I can't help but think of Jonah when I think of waiting. Tuned in on Sunday, we talked about waiting places as dark spaces, wombs, chrysalis, the seed beds, places where extraordinary growth and transformation take place, but places that are necessarily dark. Jonah had his waiting space in the belly of a whale. And that was where he realized who God is and what he is about. I'm thinking particularly as I think of Jonah, of a quote from Sue Monk Kidd from a book called When the Heart Waits. This book was really meaningful for me in a long season, a long wilderness of waiting. And she writes this: "The fullness of one's soul evolves slowly. We're asked to go within, to gestate the newness God is trying to form. We're asked to collaborate with grace. Grace needs an arena in which to incubate." I love thinking about that imagery, that good growth where God is formed within us, where we become like Him as we allow Him to come within us and to gestate grace, holding space for grace to gestate and to incubate. My good friend and yours too, Jen, who leads us in worship, she encourages me by sending me songs sometimes. And she recently sent me a song from the Nashville Prayer Room where one of the participants said this: "I think we are not quarantined. We are in an incubator." An incubator, by definition, is a space where the conditions are maintained so that development or growth can happen. And they are necessarily dark spaces. So consider the dark space that you're in now, perhaps in a wilderness of waiting. Is it possible that, like Sue Monk Kidd said, that this space might be the womb where God is allowed to gestate in you, to birth a new man that looks more like Christ, to make our lives, our dark places, a nativity scene where there is both manger and shepherd, angel and cradle for Christ to dwell and make Himself welcome in our lives. If we believe the repeated words of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who insisted that the kingdom of God is now, then I have to believe that when we allow these dark spaces to become wombs where God births new things in us, we are participating in allowing the kingdom to come even within our own selves. The great Saint Julian of Norwich put it this way in her Revelation. "And then our good Lord opened my ghostly eye and showed me my soul in the midst of my heart. I saw the soul so large as it were an endless world, and also as it were a blissful kingdom. And by the conditions that I saw therein, I understood that it is a worshipful city. In the midst of that city sitteth our Lord Jesus, very God and very man." What an image. When my mom became a Christian, it was through a simple tract called My Heart, Christ's Home. It just very simply describes our heart as a home where we get to decide if we'll let Christ come and clean the rooms and live inside of us. And I think that's what Julian of Norwich is describing. I think that's what Sue Monk Kidd is describing. This inner kingdom, this holy city that is within, in the darkest parts of us, where no eye can search, there God wishes to make himself home in us. And when we allow it, there's so much light and life that comes from it. This morning, as I contemplate Jonah, I think about the backwardness of the kingdom. The book of Jonah is a tiny little treasure in the Old Testament. Jonah was a prophet. The book is only 2 pages long. I'd encourage you to read it and to see the upside downness of the kingdom. Jonah, who was God's prophet, refusing to do what God asks, and yet other people who were not quote unquote godly people, like the rowdy sailors on the boat that Jonah boards to try to escape God's call, or the people in the wicked city of Nineveh who repent and turn back. There's this upside downness where the dark is actually light, and those who are supposed to be light are actually dark. And it reminds us that God can do anything with a willing heart. In Jonah chapter 1, the sailors say to the Lord, who they do not know, but whom they know Jonah serves, "You, Lord, have done as you pleased." That reminds me of Travis talking to us about the prayer of Mary. Lord, do as you please. Have your way. May that be the case in the inner kingdom, in the inner city, in the dark space that is within us during the season of waiting.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.